you're a disgrace to the black community, just making us look bad. That's the whole point of being a CIA operative. Duh. But anyways, in the meantime, between time, I still have plenty of copies left of This Hoe Got Roaches in Her Crib, autograph paperbacks. This is a real book, everybody. Written by me, the one and only international best-selling author, Quan Mills. Mm-hmm. It's a real book. Now, in case you're confused on what's on the inside, I'm going to go ahead and read a few pages. All these fucking roaches and shit! God motherfucking damn it! Fraquisha's murderous gaze was laser-focused onto five black brownish roaches, all ranging in sizes. Ugh! And the bitch ain't got time for this shit today! I'm hungry, and the bitch need to get her pussy ate! The agitated Section 8 strike continued to nag. The biggest roach, Daddy Roach Sr., embarked on a dangerous journey to lead his family to a mecca of stale food. His wings lightly flapped. He used his long, wise antennas to lead his loyal wife of 32 days, their two well-trained teenage sons, and their precious baby daughter toward the distant smell of decaying Domino's pepperoni and sausage pizza crust hiding away in a dark corner of Fraquisha's messy apartment living room. Every third Friday of the month, when them food stamps hit her EBT card, Fraquisha usually treated her three kids to greasy pizza, saucy buffalo wings, and center sticks. The pizza fiesta was sort of like a food stamp renewal day of celebration. Truth be told, though, the pizza was also a way to get those motherfucking kids temporarily off her flabby, tatted back. Fraquisha hated to have to spend her weekends watching her, quote-unquote, badass kids, especially when she needed to get ate out and dicked down by some local Chirac savage. Only God knows why she was so annoyed watching them. Ain't like the bitch had a job where her weekends were invaluable, deserving precious relief from a hard week of work. Every day was a fucking weekend for this hoe. Anyways, this particular crust Daddy Roach Sr. scented had been nestled away for weeks. Shit. Possibly months out of the purview of other vermin living in the grimy apartment. Had Fraquisha's mama taught her the importance of admiring cleanliness as a virtue, the months-old crust would have been a non-issue. Perhaps then Fraquisha would have not been staring down the critter family, peacefully pilgrimaging along the hallway's dusty white cracking baseboard. I swear to God! These motherfucking kids keeping my house nasty as shit. They getting on my last damn nerves, and I got shit to do today. They really gonna make me go off on their motherfucking asses. Fraquisha griped under her dry, morning blunt-infused breath. Fraquisha, better known as Moo Moo, in the mean and vicious streets of Chicago, positioned herself in close proximity to the migrant roach family. A bitch was ready to go to war against the critter enemies invading her living room. Go ahead and get your copy, boy, so I could go ahead and further spread this brain rot to further bring down the black community.